right now here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. It is time to bring in Arjun Singh. Arjun, of course, from Jaisalmer, India. We're here in Sharon, Connecticut. And let's make sure the old telephone connection works. Hi there, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Where are you out of network?
Actually, I had some guests. They came from other district, and they want me to go to the dunes. So I went with him after school, and I tried my best to come back in the network. So finally, I reached, and we just enjoyed the sunset at the dunes, and now we are back towards the city.
Aha! So that worked out. Apparently. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, it sounded for a minute there like you went out of network again. How complicated is it? Are there places where it is not covered, even though everyone has cell phones and so forth?
About the tourist points, you asking
me? About the network and the cell coverage. Does it go in and out, or is it pretty?
Yes, it depends, because when you see your mobile, your cell phone, and you can see the bars. If there are bars, then you are network, and suddenly there are no bars. So you do your best. And you ask your driver, or you are on a motorbike, you do your best to be in the network there. It's like that. Sometimes you get, sometimes you don't get. There are many places, even in my school, I don't get a network. There's no internet access in the school there. So sometimes, fortunately, you get, but sometimes you don't. But if the weather is not good, like it's cloudy, even today it's very cloudy, and then you don't get that kind of network, and you wait for that.
Okay. It's just, people just assume certain things, and they should always be reminded that those assumptions aren't entirely accurate, ever.
And so, then even in my school, we have some fixed corners. Like, you go on that room, then you can talk to your friends, because there is a network. Because we have some classrooms, one or two classrooms where you get the network. And you just go in one corner and you get it. Otherwise, you just go on the rooftop of your school classroom, and then you get a network again. And if you are in the other room where there is no network, and if someone tries to call, you don't get the call. So this is a big problem here, because we have many private companies, mobile companies, and they have a very good packages. But the problem is that even in the far remote villages and the dunes there, you don't get that. Even in the Sun Sand Dunes, which is very popular here in Jaisalmer among the tourists. And then there are particular dunes. When you go on the top of that dunes, you get the network there. Otherwise, you don't get it.
Yeah, there are actually places here where that happens too. It's just the way that it's promoted and advertised. It's the assumption is, oh, it works everywhere all the time, which is of course just a main general problem. It's like, no, it actually doesn't work. It's one of the reasons that we do this show. So, were you?
Another thing is that the other problem with us is that you need your phones to be recharged every time, because even in the school, in the village where I teach, you don't get the electricity continuously for the whole day. So you have to wait again. That when there is electricity, then you charge your phone and then you can talk to someone. So the two problems, like the network one and then the electricity, these both problems, you have to face them every day.
Right, and again, that Marshall was very clear about explaining a long time ago what the electricity grid looked like. But of course, when you talk to people here, you the assumption is, oh well, it's just like here. You know, you look at the big power lines, and it's all set. And in fact, you know what it's like. When you go out of Jaisalmer and you go into a different district, is the electricity different? You know what I mean?
Of course. In big metropolitan cities, like if you go to the Jodhpur, Jaipur, other districts, you get the continuous electricity supply there. It's not like that frequent power cuts are there. But in like small towns, like in Jaisalmer, every time, and even in the village, if there is a little bit clouds in the sky, just for the safety, electricity department, they just switch it off. Because they don't want the animals and other people to be in danger. Because if you are near the iron poles or near the iron wires, then you can get the current and some danger can happen with you. So they want you to be safe. And just because of the safety, if it rains sometime in Jaisalmer, and if there's any chance of rain, the electricity department, they just switch it off. You don't get electricity because they think it's not safe for the people here. So they do it like this. And I think it's okay. It's good because you don't want electricity on someone's life. You don't want that. So if something happens and you next day you read in newspaper that a couple of cows, they got stuck with iron pole because of the current and when it was raining. So local people, they support and they don't complain a lot because whenever it rains, because we have open electricity supply on the power, on the poles and all those things. So the people cooperate. But sometimes when you don't get it and just for the maintenance, you get in the newspaper that you will not get the electricity for 4 hours or 5 hours because of some maintenance work. And then you don't get it for 12 hours or for a couple of days. Then you just go run to the electricity department and complain and just phone call them and let them know that what's the problem. So it happens. Electricity, now the people, for the local people here in Jaisalmer, they are habitual with these things. So they don't make more complaints. There's no electricity. And even during the winter time, it's okay. You don't want it. But when it's summer, you really need it because it's very hot at that time. During the winter, the people, they are not in habit of having heaters, all those things at the home. So we cooperate with all those things. And if it's really summertime, you really need it.
So now, are you heading back to Jaisalmer from the dunes after you finish with us?
Yes, I'm back on the way. Yeah.
How long does it take?
I just stopped on the one side of the road where I got all those all the bars on my phone, and I think it's the good place where I can talk to you. So I stopped here, and they are waiting for me. And when I just complete it, and I will go back in the car, and we will be back to the city.
Well, tell them we're sorry for interrupting their travel.
No, they were happy, I think, to stop for our.
Oh no, the people who are with me, they are just listening what I am telling to you, and they think it's good for them because they will keep it in their life, in their memory for whole of their life, that when they were with me, I did this radio show and I was just talking direct to the United States of America. So they really, they are enjoying it.
All right. Well, we'll speak to you next week. Get back on the road, Arjun.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, ma'am.
Thank you.
Take care. That is Around the World with Arjun Singh here on Robin Hood Radio.